It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a look at a conservationist who spent his boyhood in Wisconsin and was inspired by the nature around him. That's in today's Wisconsin Legends segment.
First, when you think of startups and entrepreneurs, you might think of places on the coast like San Francisco or New York, and that may be for a good reason. A recent report from the Kauffman Foundation found the Midwest has the lowest rate of entrepreneurial activity of any region in the country, with the West Coast having the highest.
And in that report, Wisconsin ranks particularly poorly at 45th in the nation. Despite these low numbers, Wisconsin entrepreneurs are hopeful, and according to WisBusiness.com, some venture capitalists think the Midwest is ripe for a technology boom.
In pursuit of that boom, entrepreneurs from across the state met in Madison to share their stories and aspirations at the 2014 Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference this week. It ended yesterday. Now Tom Still joins us to tell us how it went. He's president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be on.
Well, does the Wisconsin entrepreneur have a typical profile?
Wisconsin entrepreneurs in many ways look like entrepreneurs elsewhere. There are different types. There are the classic mom-and-pop businesses. There are folks who start lifestyle businesses. I think some people who start businesses around social causes. And then there are those who I like to call gazelles, the really high-growth companies that are sometimes in the tech space and are often where you see a lot of the job creation overall. And our group, the Wisconsin Technology Council, tries to work across all those spectrums, but with a bit of a focus on the gazelles, those who are going to have that kind of high growth.
Well, as we mentioned, Wisconsin ranks as one of the states with the lowest rates of entrepreneurial activity in the country. I guess worrisome because you're looking for those job creators, those gazelles. What keeps people from starting businesses in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and first, a little more about those numbers. They lag by a couple of years. And they probably hit Wisconsin about the time the Great Recession was really just passing through the state, so that didn't help. And I think, too, with the entire upper Midwest, because immigration rates are a bit lower, and immigrants, especially into some of the coastal areas, well, what do? They often start businesses. And they're often the kind of the mom-and-pop variety. So the Kauffman numbers sort of capture all of that. But when it comes to high-growth entrepreneurs, I think Wisconsin is making good progress.
Well, the recession would have been reflected in all of the rates across the country. Has Wisconsin caught up to the average?
It is starting to. Our sense is, and we see this in a lot of ways, the deals that are invested in, the kinds of people who are coming to our events, the kind of investor activity that's going on, all of that adds up that at least in this sector, that high-growth sector, we're seeing progress. In 2012, for example, there were 74 companies in Wisconsin that had some kind of angel or venture capital investment. In 2013, that was up to 86. At our conference in Madison this week, a number of investors from outside Wisconsin were here, and they were very bullish on what they're seeing in the state in terms of companies in certain sectors, health information technology, medical devices, medical imaging, software, mobile apps, advanced manufacturing. Wisconsin's portfolio of high-growth companies is far more diverse today than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
So in terms of why Wisconsin dipped so low a couple of years ago, now you're saying it's rebounding, but why do you think Wisconsin took such a big dip comparative to the rest of the country?
Oh, it's always been down there in terms of it's always been somewhere in the 40s. It was the case. It's really always been the case in some ways because we're a state that's been dependent on, for a long time, larger manufacturing companies, agriculture, tourism, the big three. And I hope we can continue to enjoy great success in those sectors. But it often tends to be that you don't see a lot of spinoffs and new company creation in those sectors as well. So that combined what I described in terms of immigration and the fact that many immigrants are very industrious and they start businesses and we don't see as many as others, I think that's always been a factor in Wisconsin. It's not like we fell from the top 20 or even the top 30 into the 40s. We have more or less been there for a long time. Now, what's changed? Again, what I see is the high growth sector and the companies that are coming out that have some kind of a tech emphasis. We just completed our governor's business plan contest, and a great collection of entries in that in terms of the finalists. So in that part of the entrepreneurial spectrum where we focus, I see progress.
So what has changed then? Over is it just that the economy in general is taking an upturn, or are you seeing a cultural shift in the way that Wisconsin supports businesses and entrepreneurs?
Well, in terms of a cultural shift, I think there's a generation that probably didn't think as much about starting companies, about being entrepreneurial. They were more likely to work for major existing companies and perhaps for a long time. I think what we're seeing with the millennials and others is that there is more of a startup culture, again, especially in the high growth side, where they see the advantages of starting a business and what it can do for them, throughout the course of their careers. I'm amazed by how much is going on in colleges and universities and tech colleges around Wisconsin. You had to look pretty hard 10, 15 years ago to find an entrepreneurship program on pretty much any campus outside maybe Marquette and UW-Madison. Today, it's embedded in a number of campuses around the state, and we're beginning to see the results. It's sort of like professional baseball, where you've got a major leagues, but you got to have the farm system to support it. And I think Wisconsin's doing a good job of building that farm system.
Well, to take another aspect of this, the common wisdom among economic conservatives, including Governor Scott Walker, is that low taxes will support business growth. And how would you say entrepreneurs are responding to the rates of small business taxation here in Wisconsin?
Entrepreneurs, almost by definition, for the first year, two, three, whatever the life of their company, they're probably not making much money. That's a time where they are investing money and doing that to help grow the business. But during that time, they may not have a profit in a taxable sense. So for a while, taxes don't matter as much to them. They are more interested in the sort of the overall support system that they may see in any given state, where they might find the kinds of workers they need, where they might find the kind of entrepreneurial culture or climate within any given community. A lot of those factors matter as much to them as at that early stage as taxes. And because so many of their businesses can be online or really somehow internet-based, increasingly they can do that from a lot of different places in Wisconsin. So it's less about at least in those early stages about taxes, and more about some of the other elements of business that add up to there's still an overall cost factor, but taxes are only a portion of that.
If you could propose one change, one policy that you think would make Wisconsin a better place to start a business, what would it be?
I think some of the things that have gotten underway are all pointed toward making capital more available. There's been some progress there, but I think we can continue to make that kind of progress. There was a $25 million state investment in what's called a fund of funds that will be matched by private dollars over time. That is a good start. I think the state should continue to look at that. I think there are a few quirks in Wisconsin law that appear to apply mainly to these young companies that you don't see in some other states that, again, are all about capital. You know, but a lot of this is not about passing a law to make things better. It's about trying to send the message that Wisconsin is a good place for entrepreneurs and that investors who are outside the state can come here and find good deals. And indeed, at our Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference this week, there were investors from a lot of different places who were very bullish on the state and what they see. You know, in the last week and a half, 2 weeks alone, there's been about $20 million invested in Wisconsin companies. That's a pretty furious pace. If that were to keep up the rest of the year, we'd have a lot better year in 2014 than there was in 2013.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. This week, entrepreneurs from around the state met in Madison for the 2014 Wisconsin Entrepreneurs Conference.